It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Sopris Theater Company presents Private Eyes by Stephen Dietz, directed by Brad Moore. It's coming up. Opening night is this weekend. So another Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock, with Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. No Thursday shows again this show.
Correct.
So what's Private Eyes about?
If only we knew. Private Eyes is this really wonderful telling of a bunch of lies. And it's sort of up to the audience to figure out what's true and what's not true. So we start off telling you a story, and then all of a sudden we realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe there's a variation on that story. So then we go off on another direction, which absolutely must be true, and tell, oops, wait, is that true or is that not true? So it revolves around Matthew, Lisa, Adrian, and is there a love triangle going on? Is Lisa having an affair with Adrian? Well, wait a minute. Is Lisa married to Matthew? Well, we think so. But then, is this all just in Matthew's mind? Is this a rehearsal for a play? Or maybe this is just what Matthew needs to tell his psychiatrist, Frank. We don't know.
I feel like there should be organ music playing in the background or something like that.
It's really fun. It's about relationships. It's about trying to understand the truth. One of the recurring lines that happens in the show is that you can lie to everybody but me.
Me being
whoever is talking at that moment. So it's trying to figure out what the truth is and what really matters.
So it's kind of like my high school biology teacher who said, my first rule of biology is every rule has its exception, including this one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I understand now. It sounds like a comedy. Is it?
It is a comedy.
Okay.
But there are also some very poignant moments in it. I mean, there's some moments that are really very moving. But it is definitely a comedy. Yeah.
All right. So you brought along a couple members of the cast. Somebody else might join us a little bit later on.
Yes.
I guess let's go one at a time. So Ethan Cosgrove is...
Well, what's interesting about the two people that are sitting here is that they are both stagehands.
Okay.
We're the most important people.
It's very important.
Right? Exactly.
What's fun about that is that they also play some other roles, but they're very important to making us understand that we are in a theater, I think, aren't we?
Right.
Or are we in a restaurant? No, we must be.
Who knows?
I don't know where we are. Anyway, but so they are stagehands, but they also play a couple of other roles in the course of the show.
Mm-hmm. How large is the cast?
Well, the cast is actually 8. So there are 5.
Does that include Ethan and Pax?
That does. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 5 sort of named, titled characters, and then there are the 3 stagehands who are other things as well.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Do the two of you, are you stagehands in the play, or are you actually moving set pieces around and you do other things like actually acting on stage?
Or are you acting as
you're moving the set pieces?
It's both, yeah.
They're acting as stagehands.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So is this are there a lot of scene changes? Because I don't ever remember talking about having 3 stagehands for any of the shows up at CMC.
Yeah, and what Brad talked about is like the fact that it's never consistent what the play actually is. It's always like fluid with the scene changes. There's never a consistent setting to this play, if it even is a play.
Yeah. So. When
really
Stephen
meta.
Wrote the play, basically he suggested that the crew needs to come in and take on a couple of different roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that to a different level in actually adding them to the cast because I think they are cast members. I think they are integral to telling the story and being seen as what they do.
Okay. So the two of you obviously are in like theater classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Right. That's how you got into this mess in the first place.
Right. Mess is a good word.
Yeah, I'm not sure that either one of them are really happy with me.
Typically, when you're on the crew for a show, you don't necessarily try out. But I mean, did you read for the parts of stagehands? Or I know you also kind of everybody does everything from time to time as well. But how did you get the parts that the two of you got?
So Brad said he showed me like a wad of cash and he said, "This could be yours someday, young man."
No.
I haven't seen it again since, but I've been looking for it.
It's a bunch of $8 bills.
I don't know where he keeps it.
So basically what happened with the audition process is it was just like any other audition process. We actually tried out for just a different show, and that ended up kind of going through its own series of things.
What was the different show?
We were originally going to be doing American Orange in this slot.
Oh, okay.
And when it became evident that we were not doing that, then what I wanted to do is I wanted to use the people. I wanted to come up with a show where I thought we could use the people who had auditioned for American Orange. And so I went through that cast list. And or you know the audition sheets, and I started reading some other shows, and Stephen Dietz, who actually was a college buddy of mine, but anyway, so Stephen had written American Orange, and I was going through some of his other scripts, and I came across Private Eyes, and I thought, you know, this is perfect because then we can use a lot of the same people who had already auditioned for the other show, and so that's kind of how that fell into place.
Okay. Again, Soper's Theater Company presents Private Eyes by Stephen Dietz, directed by Brad. Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd at 7 o'clock, then Sunday matinees on the 16th and 23rd at 2 o'clock. Same ticket prices we've talked about forever, time in memoriam. $18 general admission, $13 for students, seniors, CMC faculty, and staff. You can get those at eventbrite.com. Or call 947-8177. I'm reminded of the old 70s TV show, the way they used to always end it. Confused? Well, you won't be after the next segment on KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about the Soper's Theater Company production of Private Eyes. Friday and Saturday, 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd of February. You get tickets and get more information at eventbrite.com. So we're talking with Ethan Cosgrove and Pax Wild couple members of the crew and in the show as well. I'm sad to say that you missed Ethan's beatboxing during
it was
the break.
Pretty sweet. Sign me, Sony or anybody. I'll take anybody right now.
Pretty inspired.
Yeah,
pretty inspired.
Here, I'll give you a little you're welcome.
And boots and
you're welcome, Glenwood Springs and Roaring Fork Valley.
And boots and pants and boots and pants.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So James Steindler joined us during the break. I want to let each person introduces the next. So the two of you, tell me about James.
He's so wonderful
James
and talented.
James is terrifying. Oh, yeah, wonderful and talented, all those things. We're not scared of him.
He is kind of intimidating, but he's super sweet and
I was kidding about that, actually, Bax.
A little bit. When you first meet him, you're like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
But then you start talking to him and you're like, oh, he's just a sweet guy.
James is the most talented actor ever, I think.
He's really,
in the most history
honestly,
of mankind.
Wonderful at what he does. He has his capability to convey all of the inner turmoil and conflict that Matthew is going through that's a hard thing to pull off.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of really sells it up. Is this real? Is this not real? What is going on? It's kind of like all riding on him, the illusion kind of.
And boy, does he carry that weight, you know?
He really does.
Solid actor right here.
A solid job at it.
Thank you so much.
The
two of you realize that he probably has no influence over his dad not writing you a ticket on Highway 82
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
he's
welcome
a really
James
good actor.
Fan Club.
I didn't
made
realize
t-shirts.
That. It was intimidating. I apologize.
So, James, have you heard any of this before?
No, it's very flattering.
I kinda,
and it's very
very reassuring.
I kind of feel like Ethan, I kind of feel like Ethan and, Ethan and Pax are laying it on a little thick here.
No, of course not. Being honest,
I was going to say this is a little bit unusual. You know, normally the crew and the actors are, you know, there's a little bit of separation there. It's kind of like two different cliques.
Of course not. Right. There's no tension here.
Kind of like the rumble in the parking lot or whatever.
Well, and our crew members are often actors themselves. Pax was just in The Veil, and she was had a starring role in that show, and she did an exemplary job. So we all just work together, and we support each other if we're not out on stage, and when we're on stage and or backstage, we're cheering those on stage on.
So, what's the name of your character?
My character's name is Matthew.
Matthew
Foster.
I heard about Matthew. Yeah. I heard that there may be or maybe not something going on between Matthew and or Lisa and Adrian.
to some extent. Lisa is Matthew's wife, and Adrian is the director in a show, in a play. It's a play within a play, and Adrian is the director of the play that we're working on in the play.
So this is kind of like that movie with Matt Damon where it was a dream inside a dream inside
Inception.
A dream.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, Inception. Joshua Adamson, who plays Adrian, he was quoted as saying, it's kind of like Inception, so we refer to it as Playception.
Okay.
Playception, there you go.
Well,
that's good.
Thank you for saying that, because normally I make these references and most people look at me and they're thinking, no. But in this case, I actually got one right.
Yeah.
And the irony of it is I've actually used the Inception reference more than once. So, see, now you all know my secret.
But it works this time, so it's perfect.
Now you're going to have to disappear so that you don't tell anyone.
Oh, shoot. Come find us, please.
So I noticed the poster, the privatized poster, is somebody's eye. But the iris of the eye is actually like one of those mazes that I remember filling out as a kid when we used to go out to eat. They'd have the little puzzles, right, mm-hmm. that you trace mm-hmm. with your crayon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that kind of – it, based on what I've heard so far, it sounds like that's exactly kind of what goes on in the play from the audience's point of view is, okay, what's going on? Who is with who, and is this really a play? Is this really reality? Or
right. Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely that. And these are designed by students up at CMC too. So it's this is it. Yes, right. This one was as well. Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
Do you know who?
Of course, it's good
right
old
Eliana Renfro and an Isaacson School student.
That's right.
Okay.
Eliana Renfro. Everybody's favorite.
Very talented.
Yep. I think I probably
she's
know her grandma. Oh,
she's all,
really?
Oh
my God. I really like her.
Shoot, dude. She's
Brad,
incredibly
cool.
talented.
Brad said she did all four posters this year, actually.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
She's mm-hmm. very talented.
So, again, as Brad said, originally you were going to be doing a different show, and then at some point the decision was made to do Private Eyes instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How far into the other show were you before you...
Not far at all.
Okay.
We had auditions for that show. This play is actually... So that show is American Laurent, also by Stephen Dietz. So this is the same playwright. And it's a little bit similar because not quite much as so. American Laurent is one act, but the play just keeps moving.
Interesting.
And so there's not a lot of breaks within each act. So in that way, it was similar to American Laurent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. So is Private Eyes is two acts? Or
it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you have anything planned for intermission? You guys will probably be trying to catch your breath backstage. But, I mean, for the audience, do you have anything planned?
There's snacks.
There's snacks. Okay. Yeah.
Snacks, and there's a bathroom
Coffee.
With a drinking fountain over there, too.
It's
pretty sweet. You should come out for
drink.
The snacks, at least.
Yeah.
Like, again, if you're, like, not into plays and stuff.
And also, please donate. It goes to the theater club, you know.
There's donuts. The donuts are really sick.
Yeah.
We always hope that people during intermission will discuss, especially with this kind of piece, what was real and what was not real,
mm-hmm.
and kind of piecing the puzzle together.
It's interesting. because a lot of times when we talk about the serious plays, that's always an element to what we talk about. You know, if you bring the kids, make sure you discuss it with them and that kind of thing. Speaking of which, if you were to rate this as you would rate a movie, what would you call it?
This was, well,
PG-13.
Well, really? I'd go with PG. Oh, there are some swears. I forgot that. So PG-13,
probably. Definitely PG-13.
Okay. So PG-13 for language, but not necessarily situations?
Yeah, there's some themes.
Okay. Definitely situational as well.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I would say.
A solid PG-13.
It's a play about love and infidelity. Is also included. I'd rate that as probably PG-13.
Okay. So there you go. If you're a parent, take that into consideration. Again, we've got absolutely a unanimous vote of PG-13.
Just go over I'd a 13-year-old's head. Like, infidelity. I don't know what that is. I'm 13. I don't understand that.
Think you're giving 13-year-olds enough credit, personally.
I don't know. I've met a couple of 13-year-olds in my day.
Me as a 13-year-old, I couldn't spell infidelity. So definitely wouldn't know what that means.
Maybe it's different nowadays. But I still can't. Couldn't do that when
I couldn't
I was
spell my own name when I was 13. What are you talking about? Again, the show is Private Eyes, a Sopris Theater Company production, produced by Hal Sundin. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the producer role in the final segment. Again, you can get tickets at eventbrite.com. They're just $18 general admission, $13 students, seniors, CMC faculty, and staff. Again, it's Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd at 7 o'clock, then Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock on the 16th and 23rd. What's the runtime? Like an hour for each act?
It's about
and then
45 minutes for the first act and about 55 minutes for the second act.
So like 2.5 hours total by the time you're in and out, including intermission and
everything? We're hoping 2 hours.
Two-ish? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
pretty solid.
9-ish. You should be out of there for the night shows and around 4 o'clock for the matinees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Sopris Theater Company's production of Private Eyes. Start opening this weekend through the weekend of the 21st and 22nd. Friday and Saturday shows at 7, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also call 947-8177. Brad, it was a lot of, how shall I say, that second segment was rather, there was a lot of activity going on there. Normally we worry about you and I getting off topic and laughing and having a good time.
And then we brought this crowd in. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. When we're the calming factor, it's sad days.
Bad sound. Red flag.
We're not welcome back, is what he's saying.
Oh,
no. It's just we're going to let you do it from now on.
Oh, hello.
Exactly. Yay.
Maybe next time we'll let you guys do it on your own.
That's right. Welcome to KMTS.
Brad and I can go have breakfast.
Yeah. That's right. There we go.
All right. You kids play nice now. We'll be back to pick you up in about 30 minutes.
Imagine what the studio would look like if we left them alone in here for a few minutes.
It'd just be ashes and remains. You don't want that.
Like, what did you kids do? I don't know. We just I flipped the switch and I thought it was going to work. And I don't know what did it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. So intense. I'm having a hard time staying focused, and normally I feel like, actually, no, it's really easy for anybody that listens to me regularly. Anyhow, as I mentioned before the break, Private Eyes is produced by Hal Sundin.
We have an organization, in a sense, called the Producers Guild. Excuse me. And what we do with the Producers Guild is that we have different people who come in and help support us. So it's a fundraising arm to the Sopris Theater Company. So on this show, Hal Sundin is a producer. He's been a producer for many, many seasons. He's a great fan of what we do and a supporter just a terrific guy. Also on this show, we have a couple of associate producers, which is just a little different giving level. Kelly and Jim Cleaver, and they've been associate producers for every show, for every season, for, again, many years. Okay. And then we also have Alice Bernard Voorhees and Rick Voorhees, who are associate producers on the show.
Okay. So in your context, that kind of equates to sponsors.
Right. Right. Yeah. And okay. It's an organization that helps keep us funded and keep us moving along.
For the longest time, of course, we referred to CMC Theater a few years ago. The change was made to Sopris Theater Company because it is really kind of a community theater group, right?
It's a community theater that sits on the campus of Colorado Mountain College. So it's a community theater sitting on the campus of a community college.
Right.
And so it makes this wonderful hybrid model where the students have an opportunity to work with community members, but also community members have a chance to work with and learn from the students, because the students are studying these plays in classes and studying the craft and the art. And so it's a wonderful chance for people to work together. And that really, it's a great benefit for all of us. We could not do the shows that we do if it were just students. But we also couldn't do the shows if we didn't have the students. So it really is wonderful.
Speaking of community members, any community members in Private Eyes?
Yeah, we have. It's interesting because the cast, we didn't actually talk about everybody in the cast. So I'll quickly give a rundown on that. So we have James playing the role of Matthew. Stella von Diedenroth is playing the role of Lisa.
Who was came in the last time we talked.
She was the stage manager for Hope and Gravity.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is her first time on stage with our company. And then Josh Adamson is playing Adrian. And then Ciara Morrison, who actually is one of our graduates and is now a CMC employee, and still taking a class, so she's sort of a student. But anyway, she is she's playing the role of Corey. And then Mike Banks is playing the role of Frank.
Oh, Mike Banks, that a year or 2 years ago? He came in, swear.
Anyway, he's been in here. He was in Hope and Gravity. And
I was going to say, at a certain point, everybody's name sounds familiar. So, it's...
Yeah, Mike's been in quite a few of our shows. He's really terrific. He also is on the board of the Colorado Community Theater Coalition. So I think we might have spoken with him recently about the Colorado Theater Festival when we had here in Glenwood.
Okay,
last
so
summer.
I was right.
Yeah.
All right, you're
always
looking
right
at me like I was crazy, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe that wasn't him, but I swear it was.
Well, no, I was looking at you because you're crazy, and you are. You're also right.
Okay.
Also in the cast, then of course we have Ethan and Pax as stagehands, but we also have Rodrigo Perez is the other stagehand. So it's a really wonderful group of people. So technically, the only community member would be Mike Banks, just because Ciara, again, is...
But every show is a little bit different.
Every show is different, and that's what makes it really fun. It's a great mixture, and it's a great way for us to work together as a community. And so we love the way the program works.
I want to say you have technically two more theater events, right? Because you've got the student
workshop productions.
Thank you. Coming up in May, but you have
the end of April.
Is it the end of April? Okay.
Yeah.
But you have one more full show, don't you?
Yeah, we're doing a musical. We're doing Kiss Me Kate
on that
little tiny stage. Yeah.
Wow.
Fun.
So,
I have never seen it, but obviously I've heard it over the years many, many times. It's a big production, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, and it also is a play within a play. You know, it's a theater company that's doing a production of Taming of the Shrew, and
I'm sensing a theme here.
I think there probably is. How did that happen?
He's a big fan of Inception, the film. So.
Yeah. That's
fan.
Even though I've never seen it, but yeah, big fan.
That's funny.
You know, we were talking earlier a little bit about the poster design and how you were seeing that. And I want to suggest that Private Eyes has a lot of meaning in it's a really good title for the show, because it does have to do with us looking into the eyes of those we're closest with, or at least we assume we are closest with, and having private moments. But it also has to do with the fact that there is someone who is a private eye in the show. She's a private investigator.
Okay.
And anyway, her relationship into trying to figure out what's going on with these different people. And so it's, you know, there is sort of that sense of this, you know, film noir kind of interesting private detective sort of theme. But then there's also this theme of how important it is to be able to look into somebody's eyes. Okay. You know, Matthew at one point says, I want to see your eyes because I want to have a conversation with you where I can actually see you.
I think you mentioned the term film noir, and I think of the ongoing narrative from the main character. You know, it was lately afternoon. I was getting ready to go home. You know.
Dude, you should be in the play. You're pretty good. That was good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Is this an audition right
now?
No.
It is not. That's a show you don't want to see.
Sham spade.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I don't get it.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, there is sort of that fun flavor to it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Again, this show is Private Eyes. Again, it opens this Friday night, Valentine's Day. There's kind of a love theme, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I sent, as I mentioned before, Steve and I are friends. And so I sent him an email saying, hey, I finally, after all these years, I'm directing my first Stephen Dietz play. And he said, well, how interesting that it's opening on Valentine's Day. It is sort of a love story, I guess, maybe in a way,
right.
I suppose. You know, anyway, so it is. I mean, you know.
Does he live in Colorado, by the way? Is there a chance he might come?
He awesome. Does not live in Colorado now. He grew up in Colorado.
Okay.
And, he's a Denver lad.
Stephen, if you're listening,
and,
please come.
Yeah.
I will save you
a
seat.
Come on, Steve. He actually, he sort of splits his year between teaching playwriting at the University of Texas in Austin, and then he also spends part of his year in Seattle. So, unfortunately, he will not be in town. But
well, Colorado is between Washington.
Yeah,
and
maybe
Texas.
You know, it's maybe maybe he'll just surprise us. That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy.
And as far as we know, there will be no appearance by John Oates, in spite of the name of the show matching the name of
Private Eyes.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll stop singing.
Brad Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, everybody just turned off their radio. Sorry. Okay.
Give it up for
my
Brad.
Apologies to John Oates. Okay.
I would like to formally apologize, sir.
But, you know, what's funny is that every time somebody sees the title, everybody starts singing that. I mean, it just happens.
Well, anybody our age. I'm not sure whether Ethan and Pax and James really.
I know a little bit of Hall & Oates. Not a lot, but a little bit.
That song slaps. That is a good song.
See, but you described it as slaps.
Song
and then that
slaps.
It
qualifies that.
I've learned so much today. I've learned about mosh pits. I now learned that things slap. I don't know.
As the kids say, it's a banger.
And we just love to say
I'm
that
so
kind of thing.
I'm so sorry to my two younger brothers if you're listening to James, this.
James, I feel like you did
right
not
now.
Get your money's worth today. Anything that you would like to add about the show?
One
or
thing about it being a love story and appropriate for Valentine's Day is it's not a Hallmark kind of love story. But I think, if anything, it's about kind of the trials and tribulations of love that are very common, and whether or not people in a relationship is strong enough to overcome those.
All right. So as Brad said, it's kind of, I think, what Brad was alluding to is there are some serious themes and some things to think about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Again, eventbrite.com is the website where you can get tickets to Soper's Theater Company's production of Private Eyes. How's that? I can move the microphone without even looking.
This Friday, just hit me in the face, but that's fine.
Actually, I think you deserve it after
this Friday. Wow. Oh, no.
I'm a swabbo.
This Friday and Saturday night, 14th and 15th, February 21st and 22nd, 7 o'clock shows. Then Sunday matinees, 16th and 23rd. Those are 2 o'clock matinees on Sundays. Again, eventbrite.com. You can also get tickets by calling 947-8177. And if you prefer email, I suppose, it's svticketsales@coloradomtn.edu. They can figure a way to leave you some tickets at will call. Any final thoughts from anybody?
I'd seriously recommend it, at least for the snacks. I mean, the show's great, but yeah. like if nothing else, the snacks are also fantastic.
I thought I was the only one that always thought about food.
It's yeah. One no. track mind no. over here. But.
No, we're theater people. We're starving artists.
Please,
God. Food is what it's all about.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Yeah.
It's great fun. And, you know, the audience plays a really important role because mm-hmm. they are the detectives.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Fair enough. Go ahead, James.
And I would say this is the third show that I'm going to be in at CMC, and I would say it's definitely the show I'm most excited for to be a part of. So.
Okay, there you go.
It hits you pretty hard. There's some there's
James
some
Steindler says two thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Let's put down the poster quick.
Again, the tickets are at eventbrite.com if you want them. And again, shows this weekend and the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, 7:00, Sunday matinees at 2:00. All right, break a leg, everybody. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the laughs. Keeping me on my toes. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.